seeing the order of the Transportation Committee with us today. We have Senator Wilikowski, Senator Wilkins, Senator Cowdery, and myself, Senator Kukesh. And we have one bill before us today. It's Senate Bill 78, and we do have the sponsor with us. And if you'd join us, please, and state your name and affiliation for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Hollis French. I represent West Anchorage in the State Senate. I'm here today presenting SB 78 to you, and thank you for the opportunity to do so. The bill is was brought to me by concerns from members of one of my community councils, the Spinard Community Council, particularly felt like they were those active members of the community were seeing lots and lots of cars in the neighborhood with dark tinted windows. And it was their concern about who was in these cars, what they were doing, and the inability to see what was happening in the cars in their neighborhoods that brought the bill to light and motivated their request that I file legislation on this subject. The idea, of course, is that windows can only be so dark and still comply with the law. The problem that we're finding is that the police, being as busy as they are, don't have the time or the tintometers, I'll call them, to actually write successful tickets against individuals that have windows that are beyond that which the law requires. So our idea was go to the source. Our idea was instead of trying to, pick away at the individuals on the street with the darkly tinted windows, why not go directly to the source, to the places in Anchorage that install these for a living, that have the wherewithal and the motivation to comply with the law, and put the burden on them to only install tinted windows up to what the law requires and no darker. And so that's the real basis and an idea behind the bill, Mr. Chairman. The bill sets out basically a standard sort of penalty of a $500 fine, maximum $500 fine, and 90 days in jail if you're installing windows that are too darkly tinted. We want to be able to give the officers the opportunity to go to, and I think let me just back up and say, I think the mere presence of the bill on the books will make 9/10 of these problems go away once business owners are clearly put on notice that it's their obligation to comply with the law. My view is that there aren't renegade, owners out there doing this out of maliciousness. They just aren't aware of the law and don't know what their responsibilities are. And I'm certain that if we give them some direction, they'll get in line. But it is a concern for the police. It is a concern for members of the community. The police, of course, feel that when they come up on a car, they need to see what's going on inside. They need to see what the passengers are doing with their hands and so forth for them to be safe. And so I think we'll hear from members of the law enforcement community that support the bill. That's a brief overview. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you or the members of the committee have.
Okay, questions on the committee? Senator Cowdery.
I built my own home, and in our bedroom, I have a mirrored glass that you can see out, but people can't see in. It's a mirrored glass. Would you say that's a tinted glass, or can that type of thing be put in cars, or do you know?
The short answer is, Senator Cowdery, through the chair, I don't know. My view is that a mirrored glass lets in no light whatsoever, from the outside seeing in, so I think it would be illegal. But that's just an off-the-cuff answer. I'm sure one of the law enforcement folks could answer it better.
Follow up on another. Does this allow owners of the car to do their own tinting? Or I noticed you mentioned in here the businesses that do that, I thought.
The idea is to aim at businesses. We're not trying to go after a hobbyist or someone who may not have the knowledge necessary to completely comply with the law. We think the focus should be on businesses that do this for a living.
And would this law, if business still have tent, couldn't they sell it to individuals so the individuals could install it themselves?
The supposition being that the tint would be too dark. Are you asking whether a business could sell very dark tinting to customers?
I believe that the tinting process is the longer you leave it on, the darker it gets, I think, on the installation part of it. So I was just wondering if somebody, we make this law and they have tent in stock, could they dispose of that to owners if they wanted to install it themselves? That's what I'm basically saying.
I see it. My view is that this bill isn't the way to fix every problem in the world. It's just a way to sort of focus on the where we get the most bang for the buck. And, you know, there may be some tent that's disposed of as a result of this legislation, but a year from now, we'll still be doing the right thing, and that is trying to get business owners to comply with the law.
One last question.
Sure. Yes, Senator.
What other states have this?
That's a great question, and what's that? We'll get the answer.
Yep. Okay.
Brains behind the outfit.
Senator Wilikowski.
Thank you. Is there a current civil penalty for this?
Right now, the punishment for illegal tent is a $150 fine, which is correctable if the vehicle owner proves the illegal tinting has been removed.
Is that by the vehicle owner as opposed to the installer?
It's the tickets are issued to the person driving the car.
Do we know how many people have been fined under this law?
Don't have an answer off the top of my head, and we'll look into that.
And I'd also be curious on the other states as well, what other areas are doing. One last question. If cars are sold several times and the installer is unknown, doesn't that, the way it's currently written, essentially provide an exemption to that car?
No, it's still going to be against the law for any person to operate a car with too dark of tinting. But again, it's difficult for the officers to be able to prove their case along the side of the road. They'll stop a car. I think they'll have a suspicion that the car's got too dark a tinting, but they don't have any way to prove that. You need a little light meter, and not every officer has those in their vehicle.
But I guess what I'm saying is that this doesn't apply to owners of cars. This applies to installers of
this particular bill applies only to installers. That's
so
right.
If someone is pulled over and they have tinted windows, then there's no recourse that we can take against them.
No, there's a law in the books that makes it illegal to drive a car with two darkly tinted windows.
That's civil, $100?
It's a like a traffic ticket. It's a $150 traffic ticket.
All right. Thank you.
Other questions? Senator Wilson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was telling the committee before we convened that my predecessor, Steve Frank, was the one that put that law in the books, and I can remember as an outsider not really paying attention the battle he went through to make it so that you couldn't tint your side windows, your passenger, or your front seat windows, the same degree that you could tint the rear windows and the back seat windows. So when this popped up, I said, oh, this is already on the books, but what you're doing is going to the installers so they just don't put it in. And, you know, it's more than just a trooper walking up and seeing what's inside. I don't know about you, but you teach your kids, and when you go through an intersection, you look to see, you know, you look to find what that other person is doing, and if it's black, you can't see where their face is. I mean, that's a out-and-out safety hazard. So it's more than just traffic stops. It's everyday activity going through intersections that keeps people safe, looking what the other driver's going to do.
Senator Wilkin, through the chair, I couldn't agree more. It's bicyclists, it's pedestrians, it's other drivers. It's just good practice to have an idea of where the other driver's eyes and attention is.
Other questions from the committee? John? Senator Coggan?
My wife has a car that was, I think, assembled in Italy and brought over here, and it has, the windshield is clear, but the side windows have a slight tint on them, and it was done by the factory. And so I'm pretty sure it was done by the factory, because I've owned two of these cars, and they both had the same system. So I don't know how you address something. Is there any grandfather clauses in this, Renee?
No, but that sounds, through the chair, that sounds like a legal installation. It's that ability to look in, you know, through the front window and through the side windows. If they're not blacked out entirely, you can still see something of what's going on in there. And my guess is that, you know, car manufacturers are well aware of what the rules are.
It's my thought that this is to keep the sun rays out. If you drove this car in Arizona or something like that, is to protect. I know in my house we have a solarium. and you can't put this here mirrored glass in the solarium or the plants will die.
The UV rays don't get through.
Anyway, that's all the questions I have.
Any other questions of the committee? If not, we're going to go to public testimony. I have online a Margaret, is it Oth? Oth?
Oth.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Oth.
Yes, Oth.
Yeah, thank you for being online with us. Would you state your name for the record and if you have any affiliations?
My name is Margaret Oth. The last name is spelled A-U-T-H. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm representing myself. May I speak now?
Yes, please go proceed.
I'm delighted to have an opportunity to speak to this issue. I'm pleased that Senator French has brought this forward. I had talked to him about this because I have found it a serious concern as a frequent pedestrian and bicyclist to not be able to make that facial contact, eye contact, with drivers, especially in situations where, say, they're coming from a driveway or side street and they're making a right-hand turn or a left-hand turn. They've rolled across the pedestrian walkway, and I can't tell if they can see me coming. In a situation like that, where they might be dead center, I don't know if I should proceed in front of them or behind them in order to get across before the walk sign turns into the wait. So I've had this happen many times to me, and I certainly am concerned about kids or older people that take a little bit more time to get across crosswalks. I also have concerns living in Sonora with cars. We've had a recent rash of break-ins in our neighborhood, and we certainly want to be able to see the drivers of the vehicles that are passing through our neighborhood, see if they're just driving through, or if they look like they're assessing our neighborhood. And I actually do have a somewhat personal story. My next-door neighbor was given window tinting for his truck when he turned 18. He had that the window tinted for 3 weeks, and he was ticketed. And he was an 18-year-old kid. He was totally surprised that this was illegal. He went back to the tinting shop, and he said, "Why didn't you tell me this was illegal?" And their attitude was, "Well, that's not our concern." And they charged him to take it back off. So, in a way, it's almost like fleecing the public in that he made the initial investment, he got the ticket, and then he had to pay to have it taken back off. And his family was actually looking into suing in small claims court against the tinting shop, and I think they eventually just thought it wasn't worth the, you know, hundreds of dollars that it would have cost and didn't do it. But that is a real-life case of somebody that went in, and obviously the tinting shop knew when he told them that he was given a ticket that it was illegal, and they're still tinting windows. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the presenter on the committee? No. If not, I have Lieutenant Dial from the Alaska State Troopers online. Would you like to comment or have testimony on this particular bill, Lieutenant Dial?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Lieutenant Rodney Dial, Alaska State Troopers. I'd like to see if he supports this bill. Essentially, we see it as a means to reduce the total number of citations we issue for this type of offense.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. Maybe you can slow down just a little bit on your comments and maybe either get closer to mic or further away from the mic because we're getting almost every other word you're speaking.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, is this a little bit better?
Yes, that is. Thank you.
Yes, once again, the DPS supports this bill. We see it as a means to reduce the total number of citations that we issue for this type of offense on a yearly basis. Personally, I've issued many of these sort of citations over my 17-year career, and I can tell you that a lot of people claim that they weren't aware, and when they are faced with having to take this off their vehicles, it's extremely difficult, and a lot of times will not only make a mess of their car, but in some cases actually ruin the windows. So I just stand by to answer any questions that anybody may have regarding this.
Okay, thank you, Lieutenant Dial. Are there any questions for Lieutenant Dial? Senator Wilikowski?
Do you think this bill would be equally effective if, instead of criminalizing the installers, we fine them civilly?
Through the chair, I've not really considered that. I think if there was some penalty, that they would either be more in line with either assuring that the individual actually had a medical exemption to have this on their vehicle to begin with, or determine if the vehicle's been taken out of state or something. They wouldn't just be placing these on there as many vehicles as they possibly can.
Thank you.
Questions for the Lieutenant Dial now? Thank you very much for your comments this afternoon. I appreciate it. And while you stay in line in case we have something else come up that we may have to ask you?
Yes.
Great, thank you. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to testify? If not, are there any other questions from the committee?
You need a motion?
Yes, it's my intention to move this bill, and unless you would like to wait for the other states, the question on the other states, but we do have a judiciary referral, and we could probably have that come before the committee and the judiciary committee on how many other states do this.
I'd be happy to do that, and we can, Senator Wilikowski is a member of that committee as well. We can talk more about the exact level of the penalty and where to set that to get the most compliance.
Well, thank you very much. If there's nothing else, I would appreciate a motion.
Yes, I'd like to move Senate Bill 78 forward with the zero fiscal note, I guess, and the next committee referral with individual recommendations.
Okay, here.
As unanimous consent.
Is there an objection? Hear no objection. We that bill will be moved, and it has passed out of this committee. Thank you very much. And it's all the business we have for this afternoon. We do, just for the information of the committee, we are planning a just for the information of the committee.